USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is being asked to reassign the case of Dante Wright to the state attorney general's office. Wright was shot and killed by police during a traffic stop just outside of Minneapolis on Sunday. The Twin Cities remain on edge, and 40 people were arrested Monday night for riots and looting that took place. There is no curfew on Tuesday night. As far as what he thinks will happen tonight, James Craig is the Detroit police chief. He tells Fox News,
I haven't watched what transpired all of last year. Sadly, I don't think so. I think there's still going to be some violence. I think there's going to still be looting.
The Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine won't be given at CVS Health for now. Their decision to stop using the vaccine is based on the FDA's recommendation after six women developed a rare blood clotting disorder. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
South Carolina is taking action to assure unaccompanied illegal immigrant children at the border don't get put into foster care. Governor Henry McMaster issuing an executive order to keep the government from making such moves. He says homes need to be prioritized for kids in the state. Protests in Japan after officials make an announcement regarding Fukushima nuclear power plant.
The government of Japan says it will begin to release water from the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant into the Pacific Ocean in 2 years. The treated radioactive water has been accumulating at the plant since the 2011 earthquake that damaged the plant's reactors. Tokyo Electric Power, the operator of the plant, says its capacity to store the water will be full by next year. Japan's prime minister called the move the most realistic option for dealing with the water, saying it was a necessary step towards the decommissioning of the plant. The decision has been fiercely opposed by local fishermen and environmental groups. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden is announcing the nomination of Tucson, Arizona Police Chief Chris Magnus to be the Customs and Border Protection Commissioner. The CBP is responsible for securing the border, counterterrorism, and combating transnational crime. Arizona Sheriff Mark Daniels is questioning the pick.
I know Chief Magnus. I've worked with him on a couple of things, but I have not worked with him on any border-related issues. He's not one that's been down on the border working with, along with sheriffs and others, so I don't know. I like I said, this was a curveball coming at you on this one, so we hope he works collective with us. We hope he works in a relationship with us because there's a lot of issues. This border is in a crisis right now, so we need somebody that can lead with sheriffs, lead with communities, and we're hoping he can do that.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Magnus also a frequent critic of President Trump. Through the pandemic, there are a lot of people working multiple jobs, which makes pulling together tax information a little tough. Sarah Holden with the Washington, D.C.-based Investment Company Institute says the IRS has extended the tax filing deadline, giving people more time to figure out whether or not to contribute to an IRA.
And with IRAs, you can make contributions up until tax day and count them as if they occurred last year. So if you're able to make a deductible contribution to a traditional IRA, you can actually reduce your taxes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.